Head coach of the Beavers now with us. Congratulations, Tom. Very easily, your guys, after giving up those two power play goals, could have said, dang it. But they kept fighting.
I agree. And guys showed a little character right there. There's no question. It's a big win. Nice beating these guys. Nice beating them on the road. And couldn't have asked for a better script than Lufty getting that game winner, huh?
Carter Jones, I thought, made the play on that game-tying goal. He goes driving to the net and kind of sucked two guys over to him. The puck just trickles out in front. And you know, you attack the crease like that, good things are going to happen like that, right?
Right, and there was loose change there. And actually, I thought the initial shot probably was going to go in. And, I mean, we had
three guys out there, too.
And you were in a good spot, too, Schultz. Yep. You saw it. I mean, there was a wide-open net. We didn't convert.
Yeah. What was the reaction of your bench and of your guys after that second power play goal they got?
I don't know. I mean, whatever. I mean, not much. I mean, not much. I mean, well, it's just you don't say much, Schultz. You're on the bench. You just don't say much. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we felt it just like you felt it. You know, you're bummed out, but you got to get back on the horse. And that's what I told them. Don't worry about it. Just get back on the horse. That's what you got to do. You got to have a short memory.
The overtime winner then, Eric Martin, gets the puck down bottom of the left circle again. And that low to high in a 4-on-3, what does that do to stretch those three killers?
Well, we wanted some rotation. And we got some rotation from Marty to Willie. And then we slid off with Lufty for the one-timer. And quite honestly, the thing had good eyeballs, that puck.
I wasn't sure if Leighton Road got a piece of it or not. But they gave Kyle the goal. And I'm sure that Leighton ran a little traffic out in front of him too, but can you just talk with some of the puzzle pieces that you've gotten back here? You know, Satisari's been eligible now for back-to-back weekends. He was out there in the 3-on-3. And
well, because Rosie got injured, so we had, you know, so we were shorthanded. So we thought Patrick was, we just thought he had the moxie, and he's been playing pretty good. And yeah, we went with Pat. We made a call.
You never know what you're going to get until you put them in a situation, right?
Absolutely.
Heck of a win, Tom.
All right, buddy.